All right, so we've spent a lot of time in the south today. We're going to move up the Appalachian Mountains up to rural Tamaqua, Pennsylvania. Basically, I'm just going to go over a health study that we did last year. We are a community health department in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and it was a broad study. I picked out the respondents that fell into the elderly category, and that's what I'm going to focus on. Okay, I have no relationships to disclose. So Pennsylvania, I'm sure you're familiar with. Where is Tamaqua area? It is in Schuylkill County, which is where the Red Star is. It's about 90 miles northwest of Philadelphia. Very rural, along the Appalachian Mountains in Pennsylvania. It is an old coal mining region that is was the major industry. Now, not so much. They actually suffer with very high unemployment rates. The economy not doing so well in that region. Population is under 17,000. That includes five municipalities for this study, one of which was the borough of Tamaqua. 98.3% of the residents are white, so not a very diverse area. And one in five are actually senior citizens. So if you'll notice in the graph on the bottom, the number of elderly in the state of Pennsylvania is high to begin with, actually the highest of all age groups. Looking at Schuylkill County, even higher, and then the highest being the Tamaqua Area School District, again. So very high numbers of elderly. So some strengths, assets of this community, a lot of lifelong residents, people who have lived here since birth, and among that population, people who are actually retired healthcare professionals. So something that was helpful for us during the study and to continue on as we try to make some headway. There's downtown senior centers, there's a senior high-rise, a lot of cultural, recreational activities. There's an older and bolder group run out of their Salvation Army. The YMCA has social programming for a group called Silver Sneakers. So there is a lot of activities going on for this community, however, not much related to health. Okay, so what is this assessment we conducted? We were asked to do this through the Tamaqua Area Community Partnership. We do have a hospital up in this region, Miners Memorial Hospital. So that's how they wanted us because of the linkages to do this. And it was funded through the Rural LISC, which designated Tamaqua as one of only two sustainable rural communities in the country. So with that designation, they have funding to do restoration and other things to help revitalize the community. So again, like I said, it's a very broad study. The data collection involved focus groups and involved key informant surveys with heads of agencies and community, very active community members, as well as individual surveys. We had about a little under 400 respondents, and of those, one-third were over the age of 60, and that, again, is the data I will use for this. And we really wanted to be able to compare this data to something, so we used a modeled after Briffis in order to have some sort of a comparison. There really is no health data right now for this area, so we wanted to start with something. Okay, so just looking at economic factors to begin with, the way I set it up is the yellow is Tamaqua area, the survey responses, so the darker yellow would be all survey respondents. You can compare that to the elderly respondents, and then the blues are state and national Briffis data for elderly. And the age discrepancy is a little funny because when we built the survey, the age range went 61 to 70 instead of 65. So it's a little off, but hopefully you can still get the idea. So high poverty rate in this area, especially elderly living below $15,000 a month, a lot of just Social Security payments is their only income. The rate of uninsured is pretty on with the state and the nation. Pennsylvania has very high insurance coverage across the state. So that's good. Looking at the self-perception of health among survey respondents, again, Tamaqua coming out lower than state and national data, especially for the elderly. BMI classification, this was something that really wowed us when we got the results. Almost 80% of people over the age of 61 in Tamaqua classifying as obese or overweight. And you can see, I mean, that state and nationally is high as well, but the number of residents who are obese, even in comparison to overweight, much higher. Prevalence of chronic illness, hypertension, diabetes. Again, the rates within the school districts for people over the age of 61, much higher than national, state and national data. Asthma rates lower for elderly. It is a coal mining region. You know, you'd think it would have been higher, but it is lower. However, as the survey respondents in general, higher rates. But I think we see that nationally, that younger age groups are having higher rates of asthma. Health habits. So number of respondents who said that they exercised in the last month. Again, the elderly in Tamaqua having the lowest rate of exercise. Consuming alcohol, not heavy drinkers, the older people in Tamaqua, so that's good. In comparison to the general survey, there we saw more alcohol consumption, but not really among the elderly. And then current smokers, this region does have a lot of smoking, people who are smoking. So you can see the elderly, again, higher average than state and national. Okay, so I want to go over some barriers to healthcare. Big one being transportation. I mean, that seemed to be a common thread across all of these presentations for rural health. There's a bus service, doesn't really run that often, it only picks up at certain spots. If you don't have a car, you're not going to be able to get very far. Also, transportation to Philadelphia or to New York, there's no train service, no trolley. There is buses, again, maybe they leave once a day. So it's really difficult to try to get around. And it's very mountainous with weather conditions, and that is a hazard as well. Lack of medical specialists in general. This is a HRSA-defined medically underserved area population, as well as a mental health professional shortage area and a dental care health professional shortage area. Especially medical specialists related to the health needs of the elderly, dermatology, cardiology, pulmonology, just really aren't there. They need to travel down into the Lehigh Valley, which is where we are, which is an hour southeast, so getting there. But just medical specialists in general, not really present. Medicare coverage, especially as it relates to prevention services, seem to be a problem. They may have baseline care, but they don't have care for vision, for prescription coverage, for vision, or for hearing was a big thing. Hearing aids that they had for years that need to be replaced don't have coverage. Veteran services, a lot of veterans living in this area. The nearest inpatient facility is over an hour away in Wilkes-Barre. So being able to access those services. Like I said, the economy, all survey respondents on average said that unemployment was the biggest problem they saw for their area. And then just pulling out, the elderly said the same thing. Unemployment is a big problem because the industry has gone away. So dealing with less income, less money to be able to spend on extra services that aren't covered. Isolation, the physical isolation of the region as well as isolation of the elderly, especially ones who are living alone. You see 64% did say that they live by themselves, a lot of widows and widowers in this community. So the problem, again, with transportation, if you're living alone, you don't drive, going to be a barrier to accessing care. Last thing I put up here was the Pennsylvania Dutch culture, which a lot of these residents are of German heritage, Pennsylvania Dutch heritage. Culture of self-sufficiency, the culture of not asking for help, of privacy, that really could be a barrier to accessing care when needed. or even identifying that the care is needed. You know, I've taken care of myself. I don't need to ask for help. Also, cultural understandings of illness can come into play there, and a tradition of home remedies and other ways to treat illness. So coming up with that barrier definitely in this region. Okay, so we want to look to the future for this area. We do have a community health department that is starting up now out of St. Luke's Miners Memorial Hospital, so that will be wonderful to start implementing some programming and getting a broader approach to community health in the area. And part of the department, there's a diabetes initiative going on to track diabetes patients and their progress. There's also initiatives now for smoking cessation counseling up in this region as well. The mobile health vans is something that we have down in the Lehigh Valley and we're hoping to bring into this area. Again, if transportation is an issue, bringing the van to the community to access services. There are rural health centers that the hospital had started up a couple years ago. However, when we were doing our research, we found that a lot of people didn't even know they existed. So looking into the location of these rural health centers, maybe how can we make them easier to get to, make them more known. St. Luke's Hospital now has a partnership with Temple University Medical School. It's the idea of maybe bringing in residents to serve their residency up at the Miners campus, so getting some specialty care training up in that area, and the idea of maybe getting people to stay. And lastly, the focus on early age initiatives in order to promote those health habits at an early age. So focusing on the young ones so that when they grow and become the elderly population, that they will have started with the health habits and health awareness to begin with. So that's it. If anyone has any questions?